in the Rafuna. From Rafuna we hear
that ein marzikim benichta kotim.
That somebody else, if he goes down to the cotton's field, he can't make a chazaka. So what's the proof? Rashi says
the yomar, because Rafuna says ein maridin korav benichta kotim.
We do not let only a korav, a relative, go down, because a relative we're afraid shem yachzik behem machmas yerusha, because maybe he'll take over and say he was the real yerusha.
But mashma avalacher,
somebody else that's not a relative, he has the right to go down to watch over the cotton's field. Because Shane led Tainus Yerusha, he cannot say he yashin that he's not a korav.
Such a person, Maridin, we do let him go down.
Why? V'loi chashinu, we're not afraid, Shem lo yitin, maybe the person will say, listen, other shakotin, your father Nochum, he sold it to me. And we ate there now 3 years of chazakas, that should be a proof it's mine. So how come we're not afraid to let somebody else go down? That's the cloud, because we hold,
ain't machzikim b'nif the cotton. Have you eaten the field even for 10 years? As long as when you first went down there, the person was a cotton, there's no such chazaka. Because we know the cotton can't make a macho, therefore there's no chazaka. That's the proof from Rafuna, that ain't machzikim b'nif the cotton. And the Gemara says, v'yafilu higdol. Even if later the kid becomes a gadol, and you're still there, still it's not called a good chazaka. Because when you first went down there, the first year you started to eat there, the kid was a cotton. He does not realize that the field is really his. He does not know what it means to protest to say it's mine, not yours. So even though the kid later grows up with thinking it's really your field. So that's why, no matter who you are, if you went down to the field when the kid was still a cotton, you can't make a chazaka. Now the Gemara have me to say, V'loi Amor Nesoni said that if somebody eats in the field for 3 years, used it, he can't say it's his. Ela bi'acha di'aba. The Rashi is V'loi Amor said. The Rashi says no. V'loi Amor that we had before, that the ein maridin korav nichte kotin. That the Rafuna said, we do not let a relative go down to a nichte kotin, because we're afraid the relative will claim it, that it's his. So that was only said, ela bi'achai di'aba. Only if they're brothers from the same father. Avo bi'achai di'ima, but like we said, a third brother. That's only a brother from the same mother. Lest lombo, then we're not afraid about. Is that mamash a relative? Now, bi'achai di'aba, even your brother from the same father, nami also. Lo yamorna was only said that we do not let one brother watch his brother's field if he's a cotton. El v'yayisa. Only with the question of watching property. Sadis. Avo bebote. But with the question of a house, less lambo, then we're not afraid about it. So Rashi says, shashcheinim idim aleim. Because a house, there are the neighbors. So the neighbors know exactly who really owned the house. So there we'll let a korav go down to watch a nichse cotton. Because we're not afraid the korav will say it belongs to him, because the shchein and the relatives know who the real owner is. By to the aris sanam, even by fields, nam loyamar nozoni said that we don't let him go down, elad loyavid itadah, if we do not make a star. Avil avid itadah, if we make a star, kol isla, then there's a curl, we're not afraid. Rashi's itadah, Rashi's star chaluka, kishacholku metchila, when they made the first Yerusha, when they divided it up, if there was a star then to know exactly who owns which field. So we have a star saying, this field belongs to the cotton. In such a case, we're not afraid if a korav, the brother, goes down to watch his field. Because since we have a star, we're not afraid. But the Gemara says it's not true. V'lohi, it's wrong. Lo'i shino achai diyam, but there's no difference whether it's a brother from the same father, v'lo'i shino achai diyam, if it's only a brother from the same mother. Lo'i shino ayisav, lo'i shino bati. There's no difference whether you want a korav to watch the cotton's house or to watch his field. Both are also. V'lo'i shino ovid itadah, lo'i shino lo'i ovid itadah. There's no difference whether the best thing is a star when they first divided up the properties, or whether there's no star, still in all cases, loy machtinen. We do not let a korif go down to watch the nichte of the cotton. In the case when the father died and left over two kids, one kid's a cotton and the other brother is a big boy, so they have a Yerusha now, he gets one field, the other one gets another field. That's halacha, that the bigger brother is not allowed to take care of the younger brother's property. Because we're afraid after a few years, the older brothers will claim and say, they're both mine. Araya, I'm here 3 years. So therefore, we do not let a brother watch the cotton of property. Now the Gemara says the case. Hayi Safta, there was a grandmother. Tehevela Tlosa Banta. She had three daughters. Now, and she had grandkids also. Ishta Boyi Ihi Vichoda Brata. So the grandma and one daughter was captured by the grandma that took him away. Idach Tati Banta, the other two daughters that were home in town, Shriva Chodiminayu. One of those two daughters died, Vishaska Yanuka, but she had a child. Kitchen, the granddaughter is still around here, and one daughter is still here. That was the case. Again, the grandma and one daughter got captured, were taken away. Two daughters were left over, one daughter died, and there's a grandchild for that one. Now, Omar Abaye says,
Heichi Neved, what should we do now? So what happened here was the grandmother got taken away, so her property is around. Her property is here. What should we do now with the property? Heichi Neved, what should we do? Likminu l'nichsei, v'yodi di'achta, should we let the daughter that's around now, the older daughter, take care of all the property? No, we have to be afraid. Dilma shchiva safta. Maybe the grandmother died. If the grandmother died, then one daughter already died also, but her daughter is here. So that granddaughter yashins the grandmother. So it comes out the granddaughter is going to have a portion of the property. If so, v'yein maridin korev l'nichsei koten. We're not allowed to let the daughter that's alive here watch over all the property, because part of the property now may belong to the granddaughter. That's a cotton. So we do not let her aunt take over, watch over her property. Should we let all the property be watched, put in the reshus of the granddaughter? No. Dilma loishchiva safta. We have to be afraid maybe the grandmother did not die. Then the klal is, v'yein marid n'kotel n'ichtei shavui. We do not let a cotton go down to watch somebody's property, like we had before. Because maybe he'll be mastered, he won't do a good job. It's a cotton only. You can't let the granddaughter go down and watch the property. If it's her own property, it would be good. They can do what they want with their own. But we have to be afraid, no, maybe the grandmother didn't die, and therefore the Anukina cannot go down and watch over the property of the grandmother. So what should we do in such a case? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, what we have to do is like this. Hilkach. Palga, Yehivna l'liyachta. Half of the property, like, for sure we can give to the daughter that's here right now. Because even if the grandmother died, so half goes to her. So therefore, for sure, half of the property she could watch. The Yidduch Palga, the only problem is the other half. Now we don't know this Yanuka, so we let the Yanuka watch it, or we let the daughter watch it. We don't know who to give it to. So I tell you, Minasafik, Mukmin and Lapatrupa, the Yanuka. We have to put an apatrupas here. We give it over to a third party to watch it for the Yanuka. Minasafik. Like on the tzad that the grandmother died, so they're watching it for the Yanuka. On the tzad he said that she did not die, so the apatrupas is now watching it for the grandmother. Rav Amar Rava says, Migo do Mukmin and Lapatrupa, the Palga, Mukmin and Lapatrupa, Lidach Palga. Rava says, no, listen, once the Nina Apotropos is here, so we let the Apotropos take care of the whole property already. Like, we don't know, maybe the grandmother's still alive. If she's still alive, so we let the Apotropos watch it for her. So therefore, we let the whole thing be watched by the Apotropos. Now, the Gemara says, the Maisa was that the Seif at the end, Shomu Deshchiva Safta. We heard that the grandmother died. Now what should we do? So Abaye says like this. The grandmother died. Now, she had originally three daughters. Now one daughter went with her away. We don't know if that daughter's alive or not. Back home, there's one daughter alive and there's one granddaughter here. So what should we do now? So the suffix, if the property is divided between three or between two, maybe the daughter that went away with the grandmother died also. So Abaye says like this. Tilso, one third, Yavin and Loliachta. That for sure goes to the daughter that's alive here. She for sure at least gets one third. At most could be the other daughter is alive also, so there are three of them. But she for sure gets one third. The tilsa yavinu lel yanuka. One third for sure also goes to the granddaughter. Because her mother should have yashin, she yashin from her mother. The iduk tilsa, the third third, we are mesupik if the daughter that went away with the grandmother, she's still alive or not. So yavinu and danka, that third we divide in half. And one sixth of it we give liyachta. One sixth we left the achta, the daughter, watch. Because she was a godol, so for godol, we let a korev watch for nichtei shavui. V'idach danko, the other sixth, mokminin lay apatrupal yanuka. We make an apatrupal there to watch it for the yanuka. Because we have a doubt that maybe taka, the other daughter died. And therefore this sixth now belongs to the kid. So we can't let the daughter here watch it, because we don't let a korev go down on nichtei katan. Therefore,